No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 10th day of July. Welcome, everyone. So good to be here with you. A privilege and a very big honor to be reading the Word of God for us together in this beautiful global campfire, literally people all over the globe. It's summertime here in Middle Tennessee, and it's not a good idea to put makeup on and go outside here in the South. It just melts right off. Wherever you are, I am so glad that you are here. We're in the book of Isaiah today. We're going to continue right where we left off yesterday and read Isaiah chapters 5 through 8. And today, we're reading the Christian Standard Bible. Isaiah chapter 5. I will sing about the one I love, a song about my loved one's vineyard. The one I love had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He broke up the soil, cleared it of stones, and planted it with the finest vines. He built a tower in the middle of it, and even dug out a wine press there. He expected it to yield good grapes, but it yielded worthless grapes. So now, residents of Jerusalem and men of Judah, please judge between me and my vineyard. What more could I have done for my vineyard than I did? Why, when I expected a yield of good grapes, did it yield worthless grapes? Now I will tell you what I am about to do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it will be consumed. I will tear down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland. It will not be pruned or weeded. Thorns and briars will grow up. I will also give orders to the clouds that rain should not fall on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of armies is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah the plant he delighted in. He expected justice, but saw injustice. He expected righteousness, but heard cries of despair. Woe to those who add house to house and join field to field until there is no more room and you alone are left in the land. I heard the Lord of armies say, indeed, many houses will become desolate, grand and lovely ones without inhabitants. For a 10-acre vineyard will yield only 6 gallons of wine, and 10 bushels of seed will yield only a bushel of grain. Woe to those who rise early in the morning in pursuit of beer, who linger into the evening inflamed by wine. At their feasts they have lyre, harp, tambourine, flute, and wine. They do not perceive the Lord's actions, and they do not see the work of his hands. Therefore, my people will go into exile because they lack knowledge. Her dignitaries are starving, and her masses are parched with thirst. Therefore, Sheol enlarges its throat and opens wide its enormous jaws, and down go Zion's dignitaries, her masses, her crowds, and those who celebrate in her. Humanity is brought low, each person is humbled, and haughty eyes are humbled. But the Lord of armies is exalted by his justice, and the holy God demonstrates his holiness through his righteousness. Lambs will graze as if in their own pastures, and resident aliens will eat among the ruins of the rich. Woe to those who drag iniquity with cords of deceit, and pull sin along with cart ropes, to those who say, let him hurry up and do his work quickly so that we can see it. Let the plan of the Holy One of Israel take place so that we can know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who consider themselves wise and judge themselves clever. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine, who are champions at pouring beer, who acquit the guilty for a bribe and deprive the innocent of justice. Therefore, as a tongue of fire consumes straw, and as dry grass shrivels in the flame, so their roots will become like something rotten, and their blossoms will blow away like dust, for they have rejected the instruction of the Lord of armies, and they have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the Lord's anger burned against his people. He raised his hand against them and struck them. The mountains quaked, and their corpses were like garbage in the streets. In all this, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is still raised to strike. He raises a signal flag for the distant nations and whistles for them from the ends of the earth. Look, how quickly and swiftly they come. None of them grows weary or stumbles. No one slumbers or sleeps. No belt is loose and no sandal strap broken. Their arrows are sharpened and all their bows strung. Their horses' hooves are like flint. Their chariot wheels are like a whirlwind. Their roaring is like a lion's. They roar like young lions. They growl and seize their prey and carry it off, and no one can rescue it. On that day, they will roar over it like the roaring of the sea. When one looks at the land, there will be darkness and distress. Light will be obscured by clouds. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim were standing above him. They each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. His glory fills the whole earth." The foundations of the doorways shook at the sound of their voices, and the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is for me, I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and live among a people of unclean lips, and because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, and in his hand was a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your iniquity is removed and your sin is atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord asking, "Who will I send? Who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am. Send me." And he replied, "Go, say to these people, keep listening, but do not understand. Keep looking, but do not perceive. Make the minds of these people dull. Deafen their ears and blind their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their minds, turn back, and be healed." Then I said, "Until when, Lord?" And he replied, "Until cities lie in ruins without inhabitants, houses are without people, the land is ruined and desolate, and the Lord drives the people far away, leaving great emptiness in the land. Though a tenth will remain in the land, it will be burned again, like the terebinth or the oak that leaves a stump when felled. The holy seed is the stump." This took place during the reign of Ahaz, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Aram's king Rezin, and Israel's king Pekah, son of Remaliah, went to fight against Jerusalem, but they were not able to conquer it. When it became known to the house of David that Aram had occupied Ephraim, the heart of Ahaz and the hearts of his people trembled like trees of a forest, shaking in the wind. The Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out with your son Shear-Jashub to meet Ahaz at the end of the conduit of the upper pool by the road to the launderer's field. Say to him, 'Calm down and be quiet. Don't be afraid or cowardly because of these two smoldering sticks, the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram and the son of Remaliah. For Aram, along with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, has plotted harm against you. They say, 'Let's go up against Judah terrorize it and conquer it for ourselves. Then we can install Tabeel's son as king in it. This is what the Lord God says. It will not happen. It will not occur. The chief city of Aram is Damascus. The chief of Damascus is risen. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be too shattered to be a people. The chief city of Ephraim is Samaria, and the chief of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you do not stand firm in your faith, then you will not stand at all. Then the Lord spoke again to Ahaz. Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. It can be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz replied, I will not ask. I will not test the Lord. Isaiah said, Listen, house of David. Is it not enough for you to try the patience of men? Will you also try the patience of my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. See, the virgin will conceive, have a son, and name him Emmanuel. By the time he learns to reject what is bad and choose what is good, he will be eating curds and honey. For before the boy knows to reject what is bad and choose what is good, the land of the two kings you dread will be abandoned. The Lord will bring on you, your people, and your father's house such a time as has never been since Ephraim separated from Judah. He will bring the king of Assyria. On that day, the Lord will whistle to flies at the farthest streams of the Nile and to bees in the land of Assyria. All of them will come and settle in the steep ravines and the clefts of the rocks and all the thorn bushes and in all the water holes. On that day, the Lord will use a razor hired from beyond the Euphrates River, the king of Assyria, to shave the hair on your heads, the hair on your legs, and even your beards. On that day, a man will raise a young cow and two sheep, and from the abundant milk they gave, he will eat curds, for every survivor in the land will eat curds and honey. And on that day, every place where there were 1,000 vines worth 1,000 pieces of silver will become thorns and briars. A man will go there with bow and arrows because the whole land will be thorns and briars. You will not go to all the hills that were once tilled with a hoe for fear of the thorns and briars. Those hills will be places for oxen to graze and for sheep to trample. Then the Lord said to me, Take a large piece of parchment and write on it with an ordinary pen, Maher, Shalal, Hash, Baz. I have appointed trustworthy witnesses, the priest Uriah and Zechariah, son of Jeberechiah. I was then intimate with the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. The Lord said to me, Name him Maher, Shalal, Hash, Baz. For before the boy knows how to call father or mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoils of Samaria will be carried off to the king of Assyria. The Lord spoke to me again. Because these people rejected the slowly flowing water of Shiloah and rejoiced with Rezin and the son of Remaliah, the Lord will certainly bring against them the mighty rushing water of the Euphrates River, the king of Assyria and all his glory. It will overflow its channels and spill over all its banks. It will pour into Judah, flood over it, and sweep through, reaching up to the neck, and its flooded banks will fill your entire land. Emmanuel. Band together peoples and be broken. Pay attention, all you distant lands. Prepare for war and be broken. Prepare for war and be broken. Devise a plan, it will fail. Make a prediction, it will not happen, for God is with us. For this is what the Lord said to me with great power, to keep me from going the way of this people. Do not call everything a conspiracy that these people say is a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be terrified. You are to regard only the Lord of armies as holy. Only he should be feared. only he should be held in awe, he will be a sanctuary. But for the two houses of Israel, he will be a stone to stumble over, and a rock to trip over, and a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many will stumble over these. They will fall and be broken. They will be snared and captured. Bind up the testimony. Seal up the instruction among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will wait for him. Here I am with the children the Lord has given me to be signs and wonders in Israel, from the Lord of armies who dwells on Mount Zion. When they say to you, inquire of the mediums and the spiritists who chirp and mutter, shouldn't a people inquire of their God? Should they inquire of the dead on behalf of the living? Go to God's instruction and testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, there will be no dawn for them. They will wander through the land, dejected and hungry. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upward, will curse their king and their God. They will look toward the earth and see only distress, darkness, and the gloom of affliction, and they will be driven into thick darkness. We have really important words today in the reading. We have the prophecy of Emmanuel, God with us. His name will be called Jesus, Emmanuel. This is essential to where we're at, because this is a prophecy that a king is coming, a ruler is coming. And by the time that we get through the Old Testament, the people of Israel will be exiled literally all over. They will be scattered all over the land. And it will not be as it was supposed to be. It will not be the children of Israel living in the land, flowing with milk and honey. Their generations multiplied vastly in covenant with God, worshiping only him because of their disobedience. Not because God decided to displace them, because they could not fulfill the vows that they promised to God. Now we remember when they demanded a king, because all the other nations around them had a king. The people wanted, by comparison, they wanted to have and look like everybody else, and they got King Saul. They are going to want a king to reconcile them back to God. They're going to want a king to come in and overthrow the government. And listen, if we can't identify some of our own selves in just wanting to stand back and have as little to do with anything as we possibly have to, let somebody else come in and handle this and make things right for us. And meanwhile, we are listening to a plea from God through the prophet Isaiah to return to justice, to love justice, to stop oppressing the poor. We make a really big deal out of everybody else's sin, and we can get caught up on like one or two, make them the majors, when we're hearing about the oppression of the poor. We're hearing about the rich getting richer, the poor getting poor and being completely overlooked, marginalized, and on the outskirts of society. I hope that we can read this and have clarity about the heart of God and what matters to God, because again, we misspeak for him so much. These words today, powerful words that foretell of a savior, of a king, a messiah, and they will get one, and he will be unlike anything they can imagine, they will get a king of a different kind. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God to come and dwell among us, to teach us your ways, to teach us your love, your compassion, not your hatred, not your anger, not your rage, not your hatred, not your condemnation with those that are different than us. Jesus, as we watch and wait for your return, we have a part to play. We have a choice to make. We don't wait for you now to come and overtake the evil once and for all. You asked us, you invited us to participate now, just as the people of Israel that we read about, that are foretold about you, have a choice in the meantime to turn from evil, to choose your ways, to choose goodness, to walk in righteousness. May we understand now that as we wait, our waiting is mirrored as they waited for you. We have to show up to our own lives. We have to show up in this world that we want to make better, because we get a choice every day to choose good. Help us to choose responsibly. And I pray this all in the matchless name of God the Father, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That's the website. That's home base. That's the free app. Take a look around. If you are new, you can check out that website. Check out the resource center. Check out the store. Lots for you to do there. There are some resources that have been curated for you to go through the Bible. And you can check those out at the shop. Check out the community section if you want prayer, if you want a friend. You do not have to go through life alone. Isn't that a good feeling? If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. And we are so, so grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or once again, utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. Lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That's the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on that prayer line. Or you can utilize the app. Again, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. We will pause from the book of Isaiah. I've got Ezekiel on the brain. I must be thinking about my boy. We'll pause from the book of Isaiah tomorrow, and we will begin the book of Amos. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hey, Dad family. This is Forgiven and Loved in Florida. I was calling with a prayer request for my daughter, Jessica. She's pregnant and due in about 2 weeks. Right now, she is displaced and staying alone in random hotels in San Jose because she lost her house due to a bunch of code violations. Anyway, there's no family nearby. Everything there is super expensive, and she's recently going through a scare with unilateral swelling in her right leg, and it's probably a blood clot. They put her on some blood thinners, and she's got to go back today for some more testing, but she's had a rough past. She's been on the streets since she was 16 by her choice, some drug use and some criminal history and stuff, but now she's sober and she wants to be a mom. I've raised her 10-year-old daughter since birth, and now both her and I want to be there for the delivery in a couple of weeks. My prayer request is, we just want to get through the probation. She is on probation, so we're wanting to pray for the softening of the heart of her probation officer so that we can get her approved to come out here to Florida. I want to help her, rebuild her life and, reunite her with her oldest and just help her. So if you could please pray for her and the safety of the delivery of the baby and wisdom and guidance as we walk through this, that would be greatly appreciated. I love you all so much, and I've been listening for a few years now, and I pray with each and every one of you every day. Thank you so much. God bless.
Hey, Dabsy fam, this is Tiffany calling from Washington. Today is July 5th, and I'm calling with a praise report and a prayer request, kind of all tied into one. I called a little bit ago and let you guys know that I was up for a major job opportunity in Texas. And praise report is on Thursday of this last week, I was offered the, not quite the level of position that I applied for, but one step down from that. So I'm super excited. They ended up promoting from within, which I'm 100% okay with. But that being said, my prayer request is if you guys could please pray for my husband and I. My mom is going with us. We are traveling from Washington to Texas on starting July 13th. We're gonna cross 9 states in 4 days. So please pray for us, safety and protection, and just, it's gonna be a long trip. So if you guys could please pray for us, that would be amazing. But I wanted to call and let you guys know what was going on. Thank God for this job. I am beyond excited. My husband is excited. And it's going to be amazing. So anyway, thank you guys. I hope everyone is doing well. And God bless. And I will update you guys when we make it. Thank you guys for your prayers. And we'll talk soon. All right. Bye.
This is God's little gardener in Texas. And we are coveting your prayers for the area around Kerrville, Texas. In the early morning hours of July 4th, around 4 o'clock in the morning, there was a flash flood that caused the water in the Guadalupe River to go up roughly 27 feet in 45 minutes. There are 23 little girls missing from a Christian camp, Camp Mystic. And there is massive amounts of first responder rescues happening, trying to find those little girls, along with many, many campers who are in the state parks and campgrounds. It is devastating. Please, please pray for all who are affected. There are many unaccounted for beyond the 23 little girls, but please, please pray for all the responders, the families, everyone. Thank you.
Good morning, DABC. It's his redeemed daughter. I just want to send up a prayer for Texas right now. My heart is just aching for all those children and all the people that are going through what they're going through. Heavenly Father, this whole, actually, our country and the world is just seeing a lot of devastation and fires and floods and all the things that you have even spoken about in the Bible that we read, that things will be getting worse. And I just see it all around me. And even just having a dinner with my family, my estranged husband, where we're separated and he doesn't believe in you. Well, he doesn't believe in Jesus. I believe he thinks of God, maybe, but he just doesn't practice. But he's such a kind-hearted soul. I just, listening to him and his friends and not knowing what to say, I'm with the other lady that wants to be able to say the right words and have the right wisdom to give the world. But it's so sad to see that the Bible, everything that is in it is coming true. And your word is truth. And I just pray for this world right now, Lord. I pray for my children. I pray for my husband to wake them up, Lord, to open their eyes and have ears to see and hear. And also, Lord, I pray for the leaders of our country that they do the right thing for everybody. Lord, we're waiting for you to come back, but I just basically feel terrible with everything that's going on. Help us.